Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Body Painting. In this file, I am going to slowly paint your body. And who knows, by the end, you may be wearing the exact same things you're wearing now, just slightly thinner than before. No more than a layer of paint. Body painting is a rather curious thing, isn't it? Using the body as a canvas in a very different manner, and at the same time, in many cases, painting the most unexpected things on the surface, transforming your skin into something different. Although at times, the transformation is not so much into a different existence or creature, but simply the illusion of clothes. The idea that someone is naked and at the same time appears fully clothed. It helps us remember that underneath our clothes we are all naked. And the thinner those clothes are, the more aware we become of this fact. Who knows how aware you will be by the end of this. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's first take a step back and imagine yourself in a different place, visiting a festival or something on a beach with lots of warmth and sun and light. And you meet there a strange stall for body painting. Currently there is no queue and it says that it's free. Well, why not? First, you're asked to sit down. And the painter begins with soft pencil strokes over your skin. The movements are soft, like the most gentle caresses. I never press with the brushes. It is always just a careful stroke to let the paint of the hairs of the brush transfer to your skin in the smoothest way possible. A steady hand and a nice cool feeling as the paint covers your skin. The beauty of these simple movements easily lulls you into a state of focus and relaxation. You're asked to sit perfectly still, of course. Each and every stroke of the pencil brush, softly, almost tickling over your skin, and yet beautifully relaxing. You didn't even notice when I started talking to you, helping your mind to become blank. Discussing with you the various ideas, the possibilities of being body painted for more than just your face. And you hadn't even seen what I was doing to you. You had no idea what the result of this visit would be. Without even noticing, you were starting to take off all the clothes of your upper body, layer by layer, until there was nothing left. And they were neatly put aside, while the brush kept stroking your skin in all the places that was previously covered by your clothes. fabric and wrinkles, color and creases are all slowly added to your skin. With steady hand and sharp eyes, everything that you were wearing before is slowly replicated, following the curve of your body. And you're still asked to sit perfectly still on a little stool that allows me to walk all around you, making sure that your front and your back are completely painted. Now, of course, this takes a long, long time. And for some reason, sitting perfectly still, comfortably straight, comes easy to you today. In fact, the almost rhythmical caresses of the pencil brush over your skin feel soothing. Sometimes a wider, thicker brush is picked to fill in large shapes, and with broad strokes, a more rougher and more calming feeling presses over your skin. Whole areas are filled with color and ease, following the shape of your clothes before. And then again, with thin precision, details are added, seams are faked, creases created. And of course, those little plays of light and shadow make it look even more real. Somehow you know that by the time that he's done, you will look like you did before, just a bit more exposed. And your skin is feeling so sensitive with all that attention, the cool of the paint, then the almost strange feeling of that thin layer of paint drying on your skin. You're breathing steady and slow, deliberate and still. Sitting this still for so long is completely comfortable for you right now. And even though the painter has to touch you in, well, sensitive places, it feels like the most normal thing in the world. Your clothes were covering it up after all, so the paint has to as well. And it's completely okay if it feels a little bit pleasurable. If your body responds to the sensation, it's happened all the time. And speaking of time, you can stand up now, remaining perfectly still. After we take off the rest of your clothes and begin painting the lower half. Now this time, the brush strokes, both wide and heavy and thick and thin, small and precise, begin to feel so good over your skin. You still remain perfectly still, breathing calmly. Only the slightest bit of response in your breath, noticing what is happening to you. And all around you, people must be walking by, giving you no attention whatsoever. Being body painted right here, right now, is the most normal thing in the world. And besides, you're still wearing all your clothes, aren't you? All the colors, all the shapes, and the shades are still there. The creases, the light and the shadow and the seams, the little details are all there. And especially when the brushes must inevitably touch your most intimate parts, those sensitive spots between your legs. The brush moves with long strokes over each part of you, making sure that everything is correctly colored and beautifully presented. The sensations of the strokes, the rhythmical feeling of the brush almost caressing in that intimate place without ever going too deep, is soft and sweet. It feels quite respectful how you are painted. At no point does any brush wander where it shouldn't. Each movement is precise and creative. While your body may want more by now, the brushes never stray. They paint where they should for the maximum effect of the visual representation. Briefly, you are wondering how many people you've seen today wearing no more than a thin layer of paint. And who knows what would happen if it were suddenly to rain? Would your clothes wash off, dissolving into nothingness? Would everyone be able to see the delicious, sweet attention that you hide underneath your clothes? Would they be able to see how much you want them to see? And yet, these things are special. These sensations are not for everyone. You are here in a special place where you feel and can feel safe. The brush strokes are almost done. It has been a lot longer than you think. To you, it may have felt like no more than a few minutes, and yet, much more time has passed. When the last brush strokes finish the final details of your clothes, I pack your clothes into a bag and give it to you. And with a smile, pointing you at the mirror, I show you that you're still fully dressed and that your face somehow looks even more handsome, more beautiful than you were before. The difference is subtle, but somehow you seem more confident, more at ease with yourself. There's a glow inside of you. As you move your body, you are amazed by how real it looks. Even though the soft breeze in the sky betrays how sensitive your body is right now, the slightest gust of air helps you to notice how naked you are underneath. tingling sensation of the brush strokes still tease your body. They sort of echo in your mind as you attempt to remember each individual movement, replaying parts of it that were especially pleasant or relaxing. You can walk away in a daze, a haze of wonderful blackness. And who knows how much you'll enjoy yourself. And of course, you may wonder when you look in the mirror if you're still the same as you were before. Or did you leave your clothes behind somewhere, forgetting, perhaps intentionally, to bring them back with you? It just feels so liberating. No matter where you are right now, when it is time to wake, the doubts can be incredibly enticing. Enjoy. Wake.